Nothing in the world can cause our hearts to sing like knowing that Jesus Christ died for us and rose to live again. It's the message of Easter and the reason we need to praise Him forever. But even before Jesus proved His love at Calvary, people who encountered Him were talking about His kindness, His compassion, and His power to heal.
Gathered in Jerusalem, they
Much history and sacred ritual were part of Passover. Through it, Israel commemorated that amazing night in long ago Egypt when the blood of a lamb saved lives and demonstrated both God's power and His mercy. The day Jesus laid down His life, He became the Father's Passover lamb sacrificed for us. How can we ever really understand the grace poured out on the world when Jesus died? We were sinners, without righteousness, without the ability to save ourselves, without hope. While we were in this desperate condition, God proved his love for us on a cross. It was the first day of the week. There was nothing special about it until the resurrection transformed it into a day of celebrating and rejoicing, a day of gathering and remembering, a day of worshiping and singing. Since that first Easter, believers can't stop testifying about the empty tomb and the risen Lord. Thank you. Lifting up our voices in honor to our King is a privilege. For many believers today, it is a right we sometimes take for granted. But sharing this precious story is also our duty and our calling. Whatever it costs, whatever it demands, we owe our Savior nothing less than total devotion to Him and to His kingdom.
Now our time has come to count count the cost to reject the world, to embrace the cross, and one by one let us live our lives for the one who died to give us life till the trumpet sound on the final day. Let us proudly stand and boldly say, I will pledge allegiance to the Lamb with all my strength, with all I am. I will see to honor His commands.
Baptist Church, but I would say amen, and you all look enthralled. I hope you are by the message, not just so beautifully and wonderfully shared by the choir, but by the message as a whole. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. It is only fitting on this Resurrection Sunday, when we celebrate the reception of new life, that we sing. And we are going to sing number 327, The Old Rugged Cross, but that we also offer an opportunity for any who have been moved by the Spirit of God, whether to make a first-time public profession of faith in Christ as Lord and Savior, whether to join with this fellowship, or whether simply to lift our voices, our hearts, and our commitments again in praise to God. Our altar is open. As we stand and as we sing all four verses of The Old Rugged Cross.